Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Sunday, the 11th of July. Can you hear that, Scotty?
Yeah, I can hear it, Ian.
Can we do the podcast with that in the background all the way, do we think?
I reckon we could.
I think a little bit loud, isn't it? A little bit loud. It's great, though, isn't it? Isn't it the best football anthem, genuinely, the best football anthem ever?
Yeah, I can't think of another one.
No. I do think it's absolutely, I mean, it's nonsense because obviously it was written 30 years ago and we still haven't won anything, whatever, now 25 years later on. So the lyrics are starting to make less and less sense.
Yeah, it needs one day on the end or something. Yeah.
But it is still a brilliant anthem. Now, where do you stand on, I want to start, we've got a few things. Morning, everybody. I don't know whether I did say morning. I did. This is a final one. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip, Sunday the 11th of July. It's all a bit emotional because it's the last one of the Euros. A few things to cover. How are you? You all right? Miss me for a few days?
Bit low because it's my last one.
He's mimicking crying now. All right, let's stop the old three lines and do this properly. Let's get a bit.
Yeah, I actually, Julie will vouch, won't you? Well, I'm talking to herself, obviously, but I do miss it when I don't talk to you.
And talking of anthems, where do you stand on national anthems and the booing? Where do you stand on that?
I suppose I always expect it, which is wrong. So I don't like it, but I'm not surprised it happens.
I mean, obviously, I went on Tuesday to the game with Italy-Spain. I mean, our national anthem's all a bit drab, isn't it? It's all a bit low and slow. It's not really upbeat. You know, we should play something else, like the Archers tune. But the Italian national anthem, to be fair, it is rousing. I haven't got a scoopy what they're saying. I mean, the words come up on the screen at Wembley.
I'm surprised you don't know what they're saying, being fluent.
Polish tends to be my specialty.
All right.
But it is rousing, and you found yourself singing. I did find myself singing along to the lyrics on the screen, just watching how roused the Italians got. I think what we should do, genuinely, because it does make you feel upbeat, I think when it comes on tonight, rather than booing it, everybody should sing it. The whole stadium, everybody. Because the Italians then wouldn't have a fucking clue what's going on. It would completely and utterly flummox them. If all the England fans just all stood up and launched into it as well, they'd all be going, what's going on here? I think it would have much more effect than booing.
Yeah, probably would. And it'd be far more amusing as well, wouldn't it?
And it would give everybody a lift because you just can't fail to be lifted by it when you get into it. And we're going to move on. We're going to move on to our jock friends. But we're talking about anthems. They sing that Flower of Scotland. This came to me the other day. I was out walking Izzy. And I took her off down some, I got in the car and drove to the coast and took her off. And there were some thistles there. And it made me think of the old Flower of Scotland. They sing Old Flower of Scotland when it's a weed. Isn't it? Thistle's a weed, isn't it? It should be Oh Weed of Scotland.
But yeah, I suppose it should be really. It'd be more accurate.
The tension up there north of the border, it is absolutely palpable today. I got up and sweeten the saltiness with a bit of Tennent's this morning. I put it on the old Twitter for my old Scottish.
I did see that.
Yeah, got the Glasgow pubs decorated in red wine and green. Genuinely, I think it's brilliant. I love it. I've said it numerous times.
Yeah, you have.
I remember congratulating John Woods when they got to this, who's a Scottish member of FTS, when they got to this tournament that evening. I remember saying, well done. I genuinely wanted them to. I had a ruck with Suggsy about it. And that's why I love the banter. I love Tottenham Arsenal banter. You know, not so much Chelsea West Ham because they've got nothing about them. But I actually love the banter of football. I love it. I love Scotland. I love the people. There's always going to be dicks. I mean, one of them, the guys on Twitter, KDY Trader, he posted last night that he encountered an English dick. Going up calling him a Scottish C word yesterday.
I think he's lucky he only encountered one.
I mean, he went for a weekend in Liverpool. I mean, you got to ask yourself, why would you, for a start? I mean, why would you? Who gets up in the morning and says, I know what we'll do, let's book a weekend in Liverpool? All the places in the world, anywhere, why would you pick there for a start? But you have to ask yourself. Yeah, but he had a lad, you know, going up playing in front of his mates. The old Glasgow FTS kiss should have come in. But for me, they've been great fun. I've had some crack. I mean, it's going to continue today, some cracking banter. I've had one guy completely go off the grid. He's disappeared. He said on Wednesday, that's my WhatsApp phone going off for a few days. And true to his word, he has not been sighted. Starting to worry about him. Flights out of Glasgow and Edinburgh will be packed tomorrow. If England do pull this off tonight, it'll be the place will be like a desert. The place will be like a desert up there. You can go and have your Rome of Scotland this week onwards. And then see that front page of that national paper, the national paper where they've done Mancini up as Braveheart. Have you seen that?
Oh yeah, I have.
The paper that supports.
Yeah, I saw it in the WhatsApp group as well.
Yeah, the paper that supports Scottish independence, and yeah. They basically started up, go on, whatever, go on, Roberto, with a picture of him in the old Mel Gibson role, with all the salt tire on his face. I just thought when I saw it, I found it quite amusing, but I just thought, imagine if it was the other way around and an English paper did that the other way around. There'd be absolute uproar, wouldn't there?
Absolute.
I mean, Nicola Sturgeon would be jumping up and down off a flipping soapbox, going mad if that happened the other way around. But so enjoy it, Scots fans. All I say is have a few drinks and enjoy it. I mean, the bit I don't get is they're all going to go to the pubs in Scotland to watch it.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't put myself through it. I'd just go and do something else. Go and lock yourself in a cinema, watch a movie, go and see Black Widow tonight. You book an 8 o'clock showing. You don't even know what's going on. Come out and go, oh, England won it. Go to bed.
Yeah.
Don't have to worry.
Well, they're obviously watching everybody, hoping that we fail again, aren't they?
Why go and torture yourself? And I got a comment. I mean, I've posted again this morning, which I think I put it in our WhatsApp group. The picture of Boris Fuckpot.
Oh, yeah.
In an England shirt.
Yeah.
I mean, just shit like that just annoys me. And then I saw that LBC clip on Twitter this morning. Where he doesn't even know who scored the hat trick in the six final. I just find, I mean, somebody's come back and said to me, why does he need to know that to be patriotic? And you don't, but then don't pretend to be a massive football fan with a shirt on and jumping out in the streets. Go out, be a statesman, say, I hope they win, but I'm not massively into football. Don't pretend you're a big football fan all of a sudden when you've had fuck all to do with it for 4 years. And all of a sudden, oh, yeah, I'm a big England fan. It just, the guy's an absolute fucking bellend, honestly. He's just a
I think I heard someone say afterwards, he hopes Shearer scores tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, him and I do object. I mean, I would be the same if it, you know, Spurs going to the Champions League final and I couldn't get a ticket, having gone every week, and then you see these celebrities. I do object to all that seeing Piers Morgan and all that fucking junk on the bandwagon when there's people who followed this England team to, you know, wherever, you know, Macedonia, San Marino, all over the world, probably can't get tickets tonight, completely priced out. And cocks like that are there, honestly. He, that fucking Boris, I'm telling you, he could fuck a turtle in Downing Street at the minute, that bloke, and he'd fucking nothing would happen to him.
No,
fucking unbelievable. It is fucking.
He can do what he likes, can't he?
Fucking don't get it. He could stand there fucking a turtle and nobody would. The people would go, oh, that's normal. He's only Boris, being Boris.
Yeah.
In horrendous. Fake fucker. And some sad news, Paul Marin had passed away.
Yeah, I saw that. That. 68.
I always had Forest are my sort of second team because I love Cluffy, but I did have a soft spot for that Ipswich team. John Walk, Brian Talbot, he was a member, mainly because they beat Arsenal in the cup final in 78. That really endeared me to them. But then obviously they nearly won the league in 80, 81, I think it was, under Robson. I just did have a bit of a soft spot for that Arsenal Ipswich team. One of my mates at school at that age, I was only young, was an Ipswich fan. Very sad to see that. If we've got any Ipswich listeners, he was a very, very good striker. What else we got? We got the Wimbledon final tonight. Any views on that this afternoon?
I think if someone had asked me who I thought would win it before, I think most people would have said Novak Djokovic. And I see him in winning it inside four sets, no problem.
So you're going for double Italian tears today, then? You are? You're going for Italian tears twice?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
One's a lot more obvious than the other, though.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I do think he'll probably win it.
It seems
a bit unbeatable at the minute.
Yeah.
What else has been happening? Oh, I put a thing up yesterday. And it didn't actually let. I think I saw a Rolex sign at Wimbledon, or they were sponsoring something.
Yeah.
Might do the clocks. And then I put a bit of the Scottish Open on, and there was the golf, and there was Rolex on the tee there at the time. And I just, a mate of mine rang me, and I said, they're flipping Rolex are everywhere. I said, I can't bear them. And then
I chose Omega.
And I've got a couple of Omega watches, James Bond one and another one. It's a James Bond in me. I think Clooney wears Omega. And it was just a genuine interest to see what people prefer, because I've always thought Rolex is a little bit chavvy.
Yeah, I haven't. A bit too pretentious for me.
A little bit sort of Chelsea fans and the like for me. Oh, we're losing listeners by the handful. I've already done the jocks, the Chelsea fans, the Rolex wearers, the Boris Johnson fans and the SNP. And we're only, 8-9 minutes in. I've done the lot and they've gone. So I just was interested as to what the general perception was. But I think I haven't looked at the results, but last night, certainly Rolex was way out in front.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Yeah, I thought we had a bit more class about us.
Yeah, I much prefer Amigas and Tankers and watches like that.
Yeah, I just think they're a bit classy. I knew, of course, when I put that, there would be people who put a couple of other makes. I think we had Casio, Rado. I hadn't heard of Rado. I had a look at them. They're quite nice.
I have heard of them. I'm a big watch fan. Big.
Yeah, well, I will be publishing a picture of what he looks like, what greeted me today. I mean, he's in a Hawaiian shirt. He had some rainbow mirror sunglasses on. He didn't have the baseball cap on back to front, but he's got that on now, with a background of Southgate trying to kiss Harry Kane.
Which is how I looked at it, whereas Julie looked at it as, oh, it's a nice picture.
No,
and I said, well, Ian will take that the way I looked at it.
That looks like he's going full on in for the lips.
Which is what I thought.
And it was all a bit nauseous, I'll be honest. It took me a couple of minutes just to...
Why exact same for you?
Right, what else have we got? Oh, and Summer School, I released two videos yesterday.
Yeah, they've gone down very well, what I've heard, and I'm watching it after this.
I've watched, so if you're on that, there is two for this content, not just one, so you need to watch the top one and then scroll down, there's another
29
one.
29 and 25 minutes each, I think they are.
Round about that, around about 25 minutes, half an hour. One's slides, one's Excel. One should really be watched at 8 p.m. this evening.
Because it self-destructs. Well, I'm going to miss that one.
With full note-taking, so... That'll be 8:45, it's coming off. That's it.
Oh, I thought I'd have watched it before then.
Right, so we better get on to the main event, haven't we? We better get on to...
We've already talked about the tennis.
It's coming on. We better get on to it. Go. Yes. No, I don't. Come from a war, Monica scored. Three lines on a shirt. Jules Rimet still gleaming. It's a massive game. It is a massive. I mean, it is. There's no getting away from it. It is. It's a massive, massive game. I'm going to start with the anti-post, which has been a bit of a disaster for us. And I think we, can only apologise, but this tournament hasn't panned out how I saw it. I have got us into a little bit of a mess here. We backed Italy at 9.4. Oh, he's wrecking the joint now. Now he's wrecking his office. We backed Italy at 9.4 pre-tournament. Obviously, that would give us 8.4 points profit. Started to hedge a little, so we gave back 1.48 against Belgium, 0.8 against Spain. Oh, he's wrecking the joint. What is going on? So he stands to win. We stand to win. Can I carry on, or are you just going to keep smashing?
Carry on, too.
Honestly, what is going on? I think you're too excitable today. Live TV, people, live TV. So we've got 6.12 points on an Italy win, but I laid England at 6.6. So if England win, I don't get the winnings on Italy, obviously, and I lose 5.6 points on England, which would make it all a bit of a disaster. I'll be honest, my thinking was that England would have to meet 2-3 good sides to get here. I knew the group stages were easy. I said that pre-match, you may want to wait, and pre-tournament, you may want to wait till the group stages and enter. But they've got here, and I'll be honest, I know people are going to dig me up. They've got to, having not really played anybody.
I agree. I think a lot of people would.
The average team that they've played is ranked 24th of the average of all their six games. Denmark ranked 10th, the hardest game that they've had. And even then, you look at the players in the Denmark team, and Denmark without Eriksen, who without doubt has been their main goals and assist man for the last number of years. So I am in a bit of a mess of it. I can't obviously sit and hope for an Italy win. That would just be foolish. So the 6 points that we would win on Italy, we're going to take and back England to win it at 1.87. And that will mitigate the loss to a level that's not...
6 points on England at 1.87.
Overall, the whole thing, the trading's gone quite well for me here, but the outright has been a bit of a damp squib, the pre-tournament. So something I'll think about before the next one. I saw France obviously not going out and being in there, and they went out early. The penalties bet, you know, what we had, first 5 out of 6 missed. So you do look and think it could have been different, but it is where it is. It's football. So, you know, I don't know, Lukaku's got a squeak of a place for the top goal scorer. Mobley would have to score about 5 tonight, which I don't think is going to happen. So, yeah, but the trading side's gone, I'm pleased with. But, you know, I had a couple of ricks there, but I wouldn't, not much I'd change, but we'll have a look. But certainly if we do the World Cup, we'll revisit the pre-tournament bits. On to the actual game itself. It really is, and I've said it numerous times, and I've said it to everybody I speak to, I think it is an absolute coin flip. I can't get away from that. I think England will be very, very nervous. The players will be nervous. This is proper tension now. Given the history of English football, you know, there's winners in the team that have won things, so they'll definitely help. But home advantage will be absolutely massive. You know, I actually think the betting would be the other way around if this was a neutral venue. I think that Italy would be favourites. You watch how Spain played Italy, and particularly for the goal. I mean, they went round Chiellini like he was one of the Roman statues for that goal. You know, so for as good as the Italian defence is, and as great a player as those Chiellini and that are, you can get at them. And I certainly, if I was in charge, I would be playing an attacking team and getting them. I think we have players equal to what Spain did that could hurt them. But we know South Fraud's not going to do that, and I'm going to continue calling him that until I physically don't have to. Italy have been the best team in the tournament. I don't think anybody can argue with that. You know, a couple of performances maybe, but you're not going to play to that level for 7 games through in a month. They have been the best team. The manager is a winner. Now, people can argue all the like. The manager is a winner. He's won in Milan. He's won at Man City. I think he's tactically way more astute than our guy is. So it is a coin flip. I think we've probably, on balance, got the better players and the home advantage. They've probably got the better manager, good team, and tactically are better than us. So my view is, and you know, people have been asking you ever since we got through on Wednesday, what do you think, what do you think, what do you think? I actually think whoever scores first is going to go on and win the game.
Yeah, quite possibly, yeah.
That's what I think. I think if we score first and that forces the Italians to come out more, then we can exploit that. If they score first, there's no better team in the world than keeping the team out.
Taking a lead or whatever, yeah.
And obviously we'll have to come out, and if we come out, that gives them opportunities. You know, the more desperate the game gets, and we have got players to come off the bench who can help them. You know, but it is in their DNA that they can do that. And I'm not going to have this, oh, they cheat and shit out. 30 years ago, they did. You know, we used to watch Italian football and go, what's going on? The 82 World Cup, things like that.
Yeah.
It's fucking all over the game now. It's everywhere. We watch it every week. We watch it every week in the Premier League, trying to claim this moral high ground. You know, the Sterling one, I can see why it's given as a penalty, but keep saying that's cheating. It happens in every game.
Let's
not get all fucking far superior about it. You know, there's Liverpool fans who are going to watch Harry Kane tonight jumping up and down cheering, and in 6 weeks' time they'll be slagging him off on Twitter for cheating, saying he's backing into defenders. So let's not be fucking hypocritical twats about it. It's going to be what it's going to be. Both teams are going to do what they've got to do to win. If England do it, we'll be jumping up and down. If Italy do it, you know, just have a bit of decorum about you. Got fuck all about you. Just stuff like that winds me up. Fucking calling them cheats and, oh, they're masters of shit hours. Fucking, we watch it every single week. You know, there's player, you know, that Jorginho, Chelsea, if he's rolling around the floor tonight, Chelsea fans, you know, be fucking jumping up and down in 4 weeks' time if he scores against Tottenham.
Yeah.
Fucking
all forgot
pathetic.
Or whatever.
Honestly.
Yeah.
It's pathetic, isn't it? Just fucking grown men. Sort yourselves out. It's fucking pathetic. Drives me mad.
Yeah, I agree. It's all part of the game now. It is just what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, so I do. I, you know, my view on the outcome is it's a coin flip. I won't be betting on the outcome. We've obviously done our pre-tournament bet, taken care of that.
Is that on the outright market?
In the to win. Yeah, not in the match. Yeah, they're 1.87.
Overall,
1.87 to be the winner. Yeah. And I do, I can't call it. You know, I can't, you know, England have the potential to cut through that defence like it's a bit of fine mozzarella.
And I think that you're right. They could have a pizza of the action, couldn't they, if they play it the right way?
Oh, my good God, I've started it now. But you know, Italy have been very good, and they've beaten Spain and Belgium to get here, you know, beaten proper team. You know, I said it the other day, Italy average team they've played ranked 14, we ranked 24. You know, it's a big difference, the quality of football they've come up against to what we've come up against. The nerves interest me. It'd be interesting to see how the England team. I mean, people are talking about me watching. I'm not going to watch. Just imagine watching this now. And announcing that, and England lose. I'm going to get pelters, aren't I? Oh, no, you watched it. Old Doctor.
Yeah, you're a fucking jinx.
So I'm quite happy. I'm actually quite enjoyed. Found it, you know, a bit like I said with the Scottish guys, go to the cinema.
Yeah.
There's no stress. I didn't live through all that Denmark stress, which I definitely would have been uptight at one. You know, I was getting uptight looking at my phone. I put on Twitter, I'll fucking bring Grealish on. That's it. If I was watching, there's a fair chance I'd smash the telly up.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna sit back and relax, but I do have a bet in the game.
Oh, I know what it'll be.
You know what it's gonna be. We're gonna finish.
I did tell you, didn't I, Gene? What is it gonna be? Over 1.5.
Yeah, we finished pretty much as we go on. Over 1.5 goals is too big here. So we're having the standard, as we've had all through the Euros, over 1.5 goals. The price is too big pre-kickoff. So how we play that, Scotty, for people who haven't listened before, if you've got to this stage and this is your first one, they're probably wondering what the fuck is going on. But we are going to back over 1.5 goals if it's 0-0 on 20 minutes. Three stages, so 1 point split into three, 20, 27, 35. You get any part of your bet matched, then remove your liability. If that happens too late that it would leave you red, let the bet run and hope we get a late second to cop the lot.
Excellent strategy that's worked very well.
It's very solid. It's one I use all year round. It's it is quite nice. So that is me. Coin flip game, cover the match odds pre-tournament by backing England now and over 1.5. Over to you, my little, I don't know what you are, Hawaiian friend.
Right, okay, here goes. I start on Italy. This is Italy's 10th major tournament final, 6 World Cups, 4 Euros, and they've made it through after beating Spain on penalties. As we have said already, they were fortunate that Spain could not take their chances, as could have conceded 3-4 goals, And they showed Italy back line is not as good as their record suggests. And I think our pace could be key tonight against their back line with their two centre backs 34 and 36. And likely win back 27 makes for an average age of 31 at the back. Italy did win the Euro Championships in 1968 and have made it to the final twice since then, losing both to France in 2000 and Spain in 2012. Let's hope today it's third final unlucky and they lose again. Head-to-head shows Italy have never lost to England at a major tournament, 1-3, drawing 1, and coming to this unbeaten in the last 33 games played, having scored 86 and conceded just 10. Interesting stat is that of those 33 played, they've only beaten one team ranked higher than them. And that's Belgium.
Wow.
Which I thought was quite interesting. As far as England, this is England's first ever appearance in the Euro Championship final and their first final in major tourney since the World Cup final in 1966, which of course was here at Wembley. 55 years of waiting is over.
Okay,
that made it through, as we all know by now, by beating Denmark 2-1 after extra time. And yes, they did deserve it, but they were not great in that night and creating very few chances. And will need to be hugely better tonight to lift the trophy. This is their 11th time that a European host nation has made it to the final of a major tournament, when including World Cups also. The last two European host nations that made it to the Euro final did lose, Portugal in 2004 and France in 2016. So let's hope England don't make it a hat-trick. England have won 15 of the last 17 played here at Wembley in all competitions, winning 15, drawing 1, losing 1, scoring 46 and conceding just 5. 7 games have gone to extra time at the Euros. Only 2 major tournaments have seen more. As for my bets, I've kept it short because I've got quite a few.
Have you?
I have.
I've got four. You kept the preview short?
Yeah.
What's all that waffling you done? Was you keeping it short?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
But I'm keeping my bets short as well.
Okay.
Italy, over 1.5 team cards. 1.82 marathon bet, 1.73 bet 365, only 1.53 sky bet. Italy's last 11 competitive away games, which includes the 3 away games here, have seen them average 1.82 cards, and this has landed in 8 of the last 11. And 2 of their 3 away games here, they got 2 v Austrian and v Belgium. I think our pace in the final third is going to cause them all sorts of problems, and think this is a great chance. Just hope this ref, who is known to be pretty lenient, gives a card when it warrants one. It's Kuipers from Netherlands. He's very lenient. He's done 3 games so far here. Denmark v Belgium, he gave 4, but I said totally fair and fine. Slovakia v Spain, he gave 4, but my notes were ref with the fast, so lenient. And then he did the Czechs v the Denmark and gave just 2, again with lenient, but did give 2 late cards. Last time he did a Italy match was in 2017 and gave him 2 cards to beat Spain in the World Cup qualifier. So I've done 1 point on Italy over 1.5 team cards. I'm now doing 0.25 point on Jorginho to be shown a card. He's 5 on Bet365 and the exchange, 4.33 Sky Bet, just 0.25 point, but it's a lovely price. Jorginho could well have a busy night, and I'm hoping Southgate targets in between Italy's defence and midfield like Olmo did for Spain. And if so, he will have plenty to do to stop it. He was so lucky not to get booked in 90 minutes for a poor challenge on Pedri last time out. But yet again, the ref was lenient. And in a game where it could be midfield battle, he was worth a small interest. Another 0.25 point on a huge price. Harry Maguire to score at any time. 17 on William Hill. 15 on Bet365 in exchange. 13 Sky Bet. Could well be a set piece that decides the game, and he's a huge aerial threat at corners and free kicks. And then another one, a final one, 0.5 point on the penalty taken in the match. 3.5 William Hill, only 3.3 the exchange, 3.25 Sky Bet, and only 2.75 Bet365. Italy's De Lorenzo brought the Belgian flyer Doku down for a penalty in the quarterfinals, and they looked concerned any time he got the ball. And he went at them, and hoping our fast players can do the same. Good thing with this bet is it does not need to be scored. We just need one to be taken in the 90 minutes. And obviously that applies to both sides. That is me. And then I just wanted to say, before I didn't know if I'd get a further chance, Just want to say I can't ever thank you enough for letting me guest on this great pod for these Euros. I've loved every single second and look forward to them every day. And can't deny, a bit sad, love, I will miss talking to you each day. The banter, the football stuff and being part of the pod. It's been such a great fun and brightened up my days, and it really has taken me out of my comfort zone. But by the end, I felt so much more relaxed and less nervous, and having a front row seat each day seeing you in action on these has been great fun. And I know I speak for many when I say thanks again for doing them. The pleasure has been all mine, and you will always have a friend and listener in me. And in the coming days, even short notice for any reason, would like a bit of company, you know where I am. Long live the FTF bet slip!
Well, that is, as again, not scripted. Thank you ever so much, son. I'm all emotional. Get all emotional. Let's not all get all emotional. It's been brilliant, honestly. I mean, we decided on this in literally a couple of seconds, really. You just said, could you guest on the pod one day? And I threw you in at the deep end and said, well, why don't we do the Euros? Just because I knew you love your football and you come at it completely different angle and different markets to me. So I think it's been great. And the dress sense and that, I don't know what the fact's gone on, but it's all made for part of it, isn't it? Thank you. Thank you very much. And you know, neither of us would be here if people weren't listening. So thanks to everybody who's great. Listened. Just going back on your couple of yours, I saw the Kane penalty yesterday. Now, Harry Kane for me, genuinely, and I know some people are going to say, oh, you're a Spurs fan. Harry Kane is, for me, one of the best penalty takers I have ever seen.
Yeah, he's excellent.
Really, I think he's super. I never, ever have a doubt when he's got a penalty he's going to score. And I just thought that was a really poor penalty. You could see him puff his cheeks out a couple of times. Yeah. And that's what I mean. It's such a big thing for these England players. And pressure tonight will be massive. I wouldn't fancy us if it went to penalties.
That's why I've gone for penalty taken, so they don't have to convert it.
I wouldn't. What happens in that case then with that bet? If what happened, what I saw yesterday happens, where obviously he misses but comes out, scores the rebound.
Yeah, it's fine. I just need one to be awarded.
But if you had to be scored, that wouldn't count.
The rebound. If it had to be scored, that was classed as a miss.
That's classed as a save, and it falls back in open play, and it's a goal. I'm going to say I didn't think
that's why I played safer, but it's still quite a good price, 3.5.
I didn't think the bookies would be that.
They're not that generous.
That generous, no. And we are going to finish, Scotty. I've given you a heads up. We are going to finish with some sad news, I think it just puts things in perspective. I had a text in the early hours of this morning from Kevin Kelly, and Kevin's father-in-law. Kelly has been a guest on the pod. It's Kelly's dad. Had a heart attack in the night, and they couldn't revive him, and unfortunately passed away.
That's so sad.
The day that they had planned is now just horrific from what they were thinking when they went to bed last night. So I want to pass FTS condolences to Kevin and Kelly. They're both good friends become good friends of mine. Lovely people, good friends of FTS. And for everybody else, yes, enjoy yourself tonight, because, you know, you never know what is round the corner life-wise. But remember, it is only a game of football. At the end of the day, that's all it is. It is a game of football. I appreciate the magnitude of it. I appreciate we'll all have our views on it, whatever way it goes. But at the end of the day, it's 22 guys kicking a leather football around. It's not going to get up, and it will not change your life tomorrow. Other than giving you a great feeling, it is not going to change anybody's life. And certainly when you hear things like that, it puts life in perspective. So, condolences, Kelly and Kev. Absolutely gutted for you.
From me as well, and Julie.
And for a day like for it to happen, you know, no day is a good day. But when something like this is going on in the country, to remind you of it, I think is just really, you know, horrible. So that's it. I didn't want to do that at the start and bring down the mood of the pod. I do enjoy yourselves tonight, guys. Have a great game. From me, good luck to England. I'm a mad passionate England fan. I hope we batter them. But I think it'll be tight. Thank you ever so much to everybody who's listened. Thank you to all the jocks and everything. Honestly, it is only banter. You're fantastic people. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. It's been absolutely brilliant. I've really, you know, we didn't know what they were going to be like, Scott or I. And I think I think they have topped up to be good fun. I know there's occasional times I talk a lot about bollocks. That all adds to it, doesn't it? Thank you to everybody. Enjoy yourselves tonight, and let's just hope that it is coming home, Scotty boy. That's all we can hope. 30, it's 55 years of Earth now, by the way. Right, that's us, boys. Have a great one, and we will speak to you. We'll see how it goes tonight. I said to Scott, we might do a post-tournament one, just a roundup of things, but we'll see how that goes. Might do tonight. But if not, we'll be back for the... I'll be back as normal doing a few podcasts, and we'll be back for the football season at some time. I'm sure Scott will feature in future podcasts. I need to test his domestic football skills out against Kevin Kelly's. I'll be honest, Scott, you've got it in the fucking bag. By the shit he was coming out with at the end of the season. He just got focused on what West Ham were doing. It's like tonight. West Ham will have won the Euros if they win tonight. One player, Declan Rice. Has he been any good? Not really, probably. Bang average.
He's done a job. And for what they're going through, I hope he scores a hat-trick.
It'd be amazing. Would be. Right, we'll leave you to it. Have a great time, guys. Enjoy it all. I will say good luck to our Italian fans. I don't really mean it, but I'll say good luck if you're listening. And let's go whack 'em. It's coming home. Cheers, Scotty. Thank you ever so much, mate. Cheers, mate. Cheers, bye.
Bye.